Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. This is the At-Large Social Media Working Group on the 19th of August, 2014 at 1400 UTC. On the call today, we have Yanis Lee, Devin Nanti-Luxing, Anthony Nagani, Murray McKercher, Olivia Crepin-LeBlond, and, one moment, Pavan Budrani. We have apologies from Juan Manuel Rojas. From staff, we have Ariel Liang, Kathy Schnitt, and myself, Terry Agnew. I would also like to remind all participants to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and back over to you, Devanon.
Thank you very much. This is Devanon Tilakshing speaking, and a very good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to everyone. So on the call today is... Okay. So on our agenda, one of the things that's been discussed is an idea coming from the last call, which was from Anthony, which talked about an idea of taking the beginner's guide and coming up with a storyboard by creating a story by tweets about a particular beginner's guide. So, Anthony, I believe you're on the call. Can you just for those, especially for those who weren't there on the last call, can you just sum up on your idea and then see what you have developed? Show what you have developed, sorry.
I'm sorry, Dev. Just real quickly, Anthony, do you need to present anything in the AC room?
No, not right now. I didn't have what I wanted to prepare for today.
Okay.
But so I do know what I'm going to talk about.
Okay.
Okay, so one of the things that I did raise was looking at, this is Anthony Nigani for the record. So one of the items I did raise at the last meeting was developing a Twitter series for the beginner's guides, as they mentioned. And so in some of the stuff that I've been recently starting to develop as time was allowing, was looking at, okay, what are some of the examples out there? And I haven't found any concrete example yet to kind of clarify what I was talking about. But I did have a call with Ariel and Dev to explore the idea a little more in depth. And one of the things that I'll be coming up with is a tweet storyboard type approach to the beginner's guide. And one of the very first question that came to mind for me was, okay, when we're developing the story, whose perspective are we telling it from? And that's the very first question that came to mind. How are we telling the story? From whose perspective? Are we telling it from a community perspective, ICANN's perspective? So it's looking at, okay, what is that perspective that the story will be told from? Who will be the character that tells the story? And then it goes on to, okay, when we look at the beginner's guide, what are ways that we can share the information that is engaging for an audience, so in a way that takes out a lot of the technical jargon and creates kind of a mini story over, say, 5 to 10 tweets about, okay, the information that's in there in a way that, like I say, tells a story. So we want to be able to talk to the audience through the Twitter account, and 140 characters isn't much, but it is possible. And it's looking at, okay, do we want to engage the audience as they respond to the tweets, retweets, kind of like as some of the people in the social media world say, show the love. And then let the audience know that they matter as they go along. So it's kind of, okay, breaking it down, introducing the concept, kind of, okay, the first tweet will be introducing the Twitter series, preparing an audience to start engaging in the process. The next one will be introducing the guide. What guide are we going to be talking about? And then the third series, or the third tweet, will start actually getting into the meat of the guide in a way that tells a story, almost like adding emotion to the wording of the beginner's guide. And that's going to be the biggest challenge, is how do we create that emotionally engaging tweet as we go through each item within each beginner's guide. And then it's basically, okay, going from the beginning to end of a beginner guide is kind of like a journey. And what is the story of that journey, and who's going to be telling that story? So that's pretty much the concept in a nutshell of what the tweet series is going to be about. And it's, as Devin and Ariel talked with me last week on a call, was to create a storyboard that everyone can look at as it's evolving, and then have everyone provide their inputs at each stage of the tweet before the tweet goes public. The date that we wanted to kind of launch the series is right before ICANN 51 in Los Angeles, to start engaging some of the newcomers and some of the fellows and preparing them for the meeting as well. And so that's pretty much where we're at right now with that. And I open the floor for any thoughts or questions on that. Thank you.
Thank you, Anthony. And indeed, I think it's a very intriguing idea. I don't think, as I said, it hasn't ever been done before. And I think I think one of the challenges for persons in at-large is to really get involved with policy issues related to domain names from the perspective of the interest of individual Internet end users. And so I think this is perhaps a unique approach. I'll open the floor to any thoughts or comments.
And Dev, this is Ariel speaking. Murray has a question. He is asking who exactly is our audience if we roll out this type of beginner's guide series.
Thanks, Ariel. Murray, and Murray for the question. Anthony?
Initially, the audience that we're going to look at, and once again, this is Anthony for the record, is the... It's going to start out with those who are following the Twitter account first. As it starts to spread, the audience is going to grow, and we kind of want to zero in on those newcomers, but we'll start with those who are in the Twitter community right now.
Okay. I see Murray has a follow-up question. Go ahead, Murray.
Hi. Yeah, sorry, I'll bring in voice. I'm assuming everyone can hear me. It's Murray McKercher for the record. That's great. I just wanted to, it's always good to know exactly who your audience is. So I think it's a great initiative. I just wanted to post in the chat, I'm not sure if people are aware of this thing called Storify, which I've used and seen these Twitter stories that are published on Twitter. And I just wanted to throw that out if it's a useful tool or not. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you, Murray. And, well, I, for one, have not heard of Storify, so I'm now looking at this website right now. I have to say, this looks interesting. One question, Anthony, is, of course, you talk about how to engage persons. So, for example, every part of the storyboard, there is a type of sort of live interactions with persons as you tell the story. I think one thing that comes to mind is, of course, that takes up some time to actually do that interaction. I'm not saying it's not valuable. I think it would be, but I think a challenge would be that how do you then, because Ariel is supremely busy, not coordinating other stuff. So what are your thoughts on that?
When it comes down to time, when I was looking at some of my thoughts when I'm developing the storyboard is making the tweets manageable for anyone in the community to be able to kind of interact with them. It doesn't necessarily have to be the Twitter account holder. Maybe somebody from the community can also jump in and say thank you for that or thank you for sharing that. And it comes down to it becomes community initiative once the story starts its journey. Because some tweets can then become overwhelming as audiences become more engaged. And I've seen that we see that more at live events, particularly at an ICANN meeting, as people start tweeting in real time as they're going through the meeting. I wanted to make the story itself manageable. So looking at one tweet a week, so that we're not overwhelming not only those that would be hit with that information wall that already comes from ICANN, but a way to kind of ease them into that part of the community without overwhelming the volunteers that are already here, as well as those that may be newly involved in the community. Well, I'm not sure if that clarified the question or not, but yeah, by creating the storyboard, we'll be able to make it manageable for this group as well as anybody else that wants to come into the group. Because once the tweet goes out, we then start sharing it with other people. So as we share it, we can also interact with our community that are interacting with this community.
Okay. Thanks, Anthony. This is Dave again. So let me ask another follow-up question then. Which beginner's guide do you think you want to focus on? Because I don't think we probably want to try all of the beginner's guides at once. Which particular, I mean, I'm thinking, just reading from the beginner's guide that Ariel has linked to in the chat, that the beginner's guide to participating in At Large would probably be the one to start with. But, I mean, I just want to hear your thoughts on that.
Yeah, I think the it's Anthony for the record again. The At Large one would be great. That's the one I'm starting to focus on, because that's our first audience is, okay, let's engage the At Large audience, who then reaches out into their communities through their ALS.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. This is Dave again. Yanis has a question. I'll just read it for the record. I'm wondering, is there some way that we could find the storyboard write-up, or is that yet to be developed? Well, I think the answer is it's yet to be fully developed, but Anthony, and I have a follow-up question to that. Anthony?
Yes. I've been researching to see, and it's Anthony for the record again, to see what's out there when it comes to sharing stories on Twitter. Most of the things that I'm starting to see are individuals who are on a journey, and each step of their journey, sharing something about that journey with an audience. They started out with a small kind of close-knit community that started to expand as the journey took place over several days. And so for the storyboard, to help us make it manageable, as well as it's something that may not have been actually done before. Though I like the link that Murray provided. It's going to be a very valuable tool to help kind of create the storyboard that we're going to need for the tweets. So I'm excited to be able to start to lead this and to see where it goes and to see how the community kind of responds to it as well.
Okay. Okay, thanks, Anthony. And this is Dave. Well, I think one of the things that comes up to mind is then, you know, I mean, obviously, it's great that you're taking the lead on this, but, I mean, I think other members of this group could then also offer comments and suggestions. Do you think that we could then look at using another tool? Well, this story file looks very interesting. Thanks, Murray, for this. I have to read more about it, but it looks very interesting. But perhaps we can use something like a Google Docs, in particular the Google Drawings, which allows, you know, persons to create drawings with your browser, and, you know, we can offer comments there. Do you think Google Drawings could work so you can, like, at least do some flow charting of your storyboards? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, it's Anthony for the record again. I believe the Google Docs would be a valuable tool to start with, and once I kind of come up with an outline, I'll be able to kind of put that up there for people to look at, provide feedback, and see if there's anything they'd like to add. Maybe there was something I missed along the way that would be helpful for the whole process as well.
Okay, indeed. Okay, so I'm sorry, Leon, you have your hand raised. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Deb. Hello, everyone. This is Leon Sanchez. I like the idea of having the storyboard, and maybe one thing that could help us engage people from outside our community, if not from the ALSs, is to reflect some kind of story in which they could be involved. Like, I'm thinking maybe any Who Is issue or any issue that has to deal maybe with someone forgetting to renew its domain name and having it lost, or maybe someone that has been hacked in his administrative account for managing his or her domains, and how they can contribute to help solve these issues from the user's perspective by getting involved with at large. I believe that what we're doing now is that we're assuming that the people outside at large community understand what at large is and what at large does. And I believe that if we want to engage a wider audience, we should tell them stories that they understand, and obviously that cause them to engage with us.
Thanks, Leon. This is Dave here. I think that's a good approach, and I think ultimately, yes, if you can tell a story that so that people can empathize with, okay, I'm in a situation regarding a domain name issue. What could I do? And then your story about exactly, okay, look, here's the community that can assist where you can give your input, and your input is appreciated, et cetera, et cetera. So I think that's a very good idea. And I just one comment, though. You were saying something about that persons outside the at-large community are aware of ICANN and at-large. I'm not sure. I think there's still some educational need for that to really, because I don't think people do, because whenever I see comments on, say, popular tech blogs like Slashdot or Reddit, you know, I see lots of misconceptions about ICANN. They always talk about the ICANN board does this, and it's being seen as, unfortunately, as ICANN the corporation rather than ICANN the community, which is, but I digress.
Exactly, that's part of my point precisely, that we can help others better understand what ICANN does and how it is conformed by different groups by putting these kind of stories kind of them to get engaged with.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. Okay, this is Dave again. I thought I saw a hand go up and then went down.
It's me.
Anybody
it's have any questions?
Go ahead.
So, thank you, Leon, for the suggestion. Actually, in a separate topic, in terms of our website development, we were talking about at large kind of lose track about the chronology about certain policy development. For example, like you know, on the topic of who is, like, what are the at large previous you know, the public comment and the statement that issued related to topic, we can't really track that topic back to the earliest stage. And also, like, the various working group that are working on that topic were not really reflected in our public information. So if we can use social media as an opportunity to present that chronology, and so we can talk about first how this issue is brought to people's attention, and how at large engaged in this issue, and what type of work has been done around it, and then we can present that chronology through a series of tweets. I think that will definitely be very interesting and intriguing to the outsiders. So I think what you brought up, based on topic issue topic area, that could be a good way to start brainstorming this storytelling line, and we can draft tweets along that line. So that's just one of my thoughts.
Thanks, Ariel. This is Dave, and I think that's indeed a great idea. And I admit for myself, sometimes when I'm trying to find information about an issue, it's hard to find the history behind the issue. And I think if we do develop a timeline, promoting that via social media would be, I think, an excellent idea. And it gives a sense of the history of what has been happening. And so people could at least learn and understand what has happened before, and then think about the future. And as an aside, this was also discussed in a little bit in the thematic group 5, where the comments was regard a lack of a knowledge management system, where we don't have a good documentation in an easy to use reference manner of various key issues, and it's probably something that we need to ICANN and at large could probably collaborate to do better. Murray, you have the floor.
Yes, thank you, Dev. Sorry. I just wanted to say that from what I do from my social media perspective is that we get short tweets out to gather some interest, and it's often good to drive people with a headline. It's like the news summary almost, a headline on Twitter, but driving to either a blog or something that has more detailed information. So we may be able to drive to blogs of our membership who are active in that sphere, or perhaps to the appropriate places in the ICANN web. So I guess all about managing and curating the content. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks, Murray. Any other thoughts or comments or questions?
This is Ariel. Anthony, please go ahead.
Okay.
Oh, okay, Anthony, for the record. So a lot of these ideas are really starting to get my brain going, and some thoughts are starting to come forward into my head. And so what I'm going to do is I'll go back, take a step back, and create kind of the outline of the storyboard in the Google Docs so that people can start to see what it's going to look like. And it's going to be a short series. And so we'll create the whole series that people can provide their feedback on and then look at, okay, this isn't quite worded correctly, but I want it to be worded in a way almost like, I'm not sure what type of books you guys used in elementary school, but something that's that short and that concise to start engaging kind of the audience initially and then see where it goes from there.
Okay, I think, thanks, Anthony. This is Dave Anand here. I think that is indeed the best approach here. Continue to develop the storyline and share it on Google Docs once you have the rough idea, and then we could then see it, and then I think as we all look at it and we can all of us can now think about it and then make our contributions help you. Ariel, you had something to say?
This is Ariel for the record. Yes, just a follow-up with what Anthony discussed. I think my question is just about the next steps in terms of implementation. So I think we already touched that item. Is Anthony is going to develop this storyboard on Google Docs, and the members of this working group will comment on that and then see whether this is feasible for implementation. And so I think we can discuss after this meeting about the deadlines and, those scheduling for the output of this work. And then later on we can publicize that through the mailing list. Is that okay?
This is Dave, yes, and of course through the Skype chat, obviously, as well. But yes.
Yes, of course.
Okay. All right. I'm seeing nobody else raising any other points or comments on this. Okay. Oh, I see Olivia is going to say something. Well, is typing something. Just a thing, she likes the idea of the tweet series. Okay. So I think we can now... And thanks, Anthony, for taking the lead on this. I think this looks something to be very interesting and exciting. So I'm looking forward to helping you develop this, and I think all of the working groupers as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank you.
Right. Okay. So next on the agenda is the decision on the at-large hashtag. We had some comments on the Skype chat regarding the hashtag. And I think that, well, I really should have had this ready to type up at the same time. So I think I could be wrong, and I hope I'm typing this correctly. I believe this in the chat, ICANN at large, was one of the more popular versions for consideration as a hashtag. I think one of the concerns has been, can we use multiple hashtags? Like, if you use at large by itself, then we're going to have to use ICANN, and how do we make sure that's unique? So, and of course, I know there's been some concerns about the size of the hashtag, but I'm just opening the floor to any questions based on the conversations that we had on the Skype chat. See, Murray is typing.
Anthony,
sorry, I was looking at the chat and didn't see the hand raised. Anthony, go ahead.
Okay, it's Anthony for the record. I think, I like that hashtag, and I even like the, because the one with the underscore that Murray mentioned in the chat is can be difficult and does take up a lot of space. But it comes down to looking at, okay, branding ICANN specifically on Twitter and any other social media that uses hashtags becomes important to ensure the community has a consistent understanding of who's part of ICANN and what does ICANN do. And the hashtag will lead them to the community of that the hashtag link provides them with. And so, yeah, I like that one. I don't know if there's any other acronym we can come up with that can provide that much clarity and use that much less letters.
Okay. Thanks, Anthony. I see Leon has made some comments that in terms of hashtags, less is more. If we make it too long, we make it difficult for followers to retweet or cite the tweet. Leon, so you did you have an idea for a shorter hashtag?
Hi, Deb. Yes, this is Leon Sanchez. I'm sorry for the background noise. If it's too annoying, just let me know. I believe that in terms of hashtags, the subject will merge with a particular hashtag in time. I mean, we can have a general hashtag for all things at large or for all things ICANN, but for example, if we're talking about Atlas, well, we demonstrated that there was a particular hashtag for Atlas. And, well, that's going to happen, I believe, with all the subjects we are tweeting about at a certain moment. For example, if we are thinking of tweeting on the IGF, on the coming IGF in Turkey, maybe we can use a hashtag like IGF at large or at large at IGF or something like that. But that's something that can be very flexible in my thoughts. I mean, we don't need to stick to just one hashtag, but instead we can design proper hashtags regarding any subject. And I believe that also the hashtags are useful for us to measure the impact that our tweets are having in a wider audience. But if we can't, we don't need to sacrifice the content of the tweet for the hashtag's sake. I don't know if I'm being clear with this. If we have to leave the hashtag out of the tweet, I'd rather leave the hashtag out of the tweet than sacrificing content in the tweet. Those are my thoughts there. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks, Leon. Okay. Food for thought. Any thoughts?
This is Ariel for the record. I agree with what Leon just said. And one thing I feel may potentially dilute in the content of our tweet is that if we use the hashtag ICANNAtLarge with no space or underscore in between and none, somebody will retweet from us. So the format will be at ICANN_@large and on the tweet content and on #ICANN@large. So you can see there's a repetition there. And on also just the handle itself and on the hashtag itself took up a lot of space for the retweet. So it's not really good. It's not very feasible in a way. So I think I agree with Leon. If we have a good content for the tweet itself, we should leave out the hashtag. And for certain events or occasions that we can generate a new hashtag just for that particular event. And so maybe it's okay that we don't have a brand hashtag just for the community. The main reason is it's a little difficult to think of a shorter version than ICANN@large. So that's my thought.
Okay, well, this is Dave. So do you think then it's really just a case of, like I see what Yanis is saying, for example, if we separate the words, you know, and use it like ICANN, hashtag ICANN and hashtag at large, you know, separately, would that make it easier in terms of, because typically, you know, you can use the hashtag in the tweet itself. It's not something you always have to add at the end of it, if you know what I mean. So do you think that if we have those separate, just use at large, and once it's combined with ICANN, that would be okay? Or is it that we're probably spending too much energy on this, and we just, let's just, we'll not, don't be too concerned with the hashtag. We just make sure our tweets have the relevant information. And as Leon says, if it's something important to say, use the extra characters to make it compelling. So that's my question or comment.
This is Ariel for the record. So to respond to Yana's comment, this is what I have been doing in the tweet. So if I use a hashtag at large, I will always use ICANN because the hashtag at large has been used in many other contexts too. So the good thing is once I have the hashtag ICANN there, somebody search for that hashtag, they will see our tweet because we also used that hashtag in the tweet. And at the same time, the hashtag at large got a little bit exposure too. So this is what I have been doing so far. The only pity is that we don't have our own hashtag, and GNSO has its own hashtag because the acronym GNSO hasn't been really used in other contexts, and it's only 4 characters, so it's really easy for them to do this. But for us, it's a little bit more difficult.
Well, this is Dave. I mean, I know that one of the suggestions was to use ALA's hashtag ALAC, so hashtag ALAC, which would be shorter. The only problem is, of course, it's not really, the at-large community is not just the ALAC. It is the at-large community that underpins the ALAC, so to speak. So it's really I think that's a problem there in using that. Must say, just looking at the stats there, so it's very very good in terms of the new followers. Already, it's a huge increase just from several weeks ago. Any other thoughts or comments then?
Sorry, this is Ariel again. For the record, I just did a quick search on Twitter, hashtag ALAC, even though it's used in other contexts, but this hashtag hasn't been really used much at all. It has a limited tweet around it. So if we take advantage of it and popularize it, maybe it can be a hashtag for at large. So, and also, this is the same case for hashtag Atlas 2. because that hashtag was used in a shoe brand before, but we just, you know, take advantage of it and popularize it, and now it's a hashtag generated thousands of tweets. I mean, some of tweets were using this hashtag, so you know, there's no intellectual property rights about hashtag on the internet. So I think if a hashtag ALAC hasn't been used that much, maybe we can just use it, and none will become ours. And also regarding the increase of the followers, and it's a big shout out to Leon, and because he really helped use the hashtag FF Follow Friday really effectively, and he encouraged one of the major news media in Mexico to tweet about us, and that one day we've got 60 or 70 new followers. So it's a big shout out to Leon, and muchas gracias. Thank you.
thank you, Ariel. This is Dave again. And indeed, thanks again to Leon on that. We did. I saw the huge number of followers coming on after that. Okay, so I think we could then say, all right, let's not solidify on an at-large hashtag per se. Maybe using ICANN at-large just really is too long. I'm just trying to summarize the what I sense is the gist from the chat and from the discussions. ICANN at large, while it is descriptive, it's too long. Let's just use separate hashtags. So use hashtag ICANN. And maybe, you know, let's, just as how we use hashtag Atlas 2 successfully, maybe, you know, using hashtag ICANN and hashtag ALAC would suffice in terms of in creating a unique hashtag for us. Have I summarized this correctly, or is anybody disagreeing with this, summary? Olivier, please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks very much, Dave. It's Olivier speaking. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Really, it's Olivier speaking. So we really need to look at the use of the hashtags that we're speaking about. If you want to use both hash ICANN and hash ALAC, I'm really concerned that we're walking over a hashtag that's already being used. And it's funny because there is a mix now of some hashtags and so on, but I can see all sorts of non-ALAC stuff, or non-ALAC in the sense of ICANN ALAC, in here, including some things which are absolutely nothing to do with it. So it will. I'm just concerned it will bring confusion. Maybe it would be worth having a little survey, doing a search and sending it to the mailing list on different hashtags, see how many hits there are, how many are used by at large, how many are not. But it looks like ICANN_at-large is the one that's the most popular so far. Okay, thanks.
Okay, thanks. Well, I think we have... I see Yanis has a hand raised. So, Yanis, please go ahead.
Yeah, this is Yanis speaking. Actually, I sort of agree with Olivier's comment, because I'm trying to do a search in Twitter right now, which if I search ICANN, and actually most of the tweets that come out is not at large related, because ICANN is a lot of updates every day. I mean, and then also if we search at large, there will be also many other not really ICANN related posts as well. So actually, I think it's better we make the same hashtag together, ICANN at large, because I think that will make the content more concentrated and focused on what we intended to. That's my comment.
Okay. Well, this is Dave. I see that we still have a bit of a divergence of opinion here or ideas about this hashtag. So, we also spent quite a bit more time than I thought we would on this. So, I guess a poll then, we probably should do an informal poll on the hashtags. So if I and I think okay. So I think Ariel, I think we should probably should just summarize the key ones or the key ideas that we have that has come out of this call, and then we'll just send out that survey, and then let's see if there's any consensus on a particular hashtag or combination of hashtags. Okay. All right. So great. That's excellent. I see it's actually that has been captured if correctly. Excellent. Okay. Well, just so to discuss the next item on the agenda is to appoint social media liaisons and reporters for the various at-large working groups. And I think, let me just see if I can just post the link to the working groups. Right. So so one of the things that we're thinking of is that for content to come from these working groups for Ariel to then take and retweet, we do need to have persons to be involved in each of these working groups that would be able to, whenever there's activity, be it action items coming from a meeting or a deliverable that working group has done, be it a draft statement, say on a particular policy issue or whatever, then those things could be shared with Ariel and then she can then retweet it. So there's quite a lot of ALAC subcommittees, standing at large working groups, and ad hoc at large working groups, and not to mention cross constituency working groups. Although I think that would be harder to do, but so I think what we probably will do is look to appoint ask for volunteers from this working group to. In the working groups that you're involved in, if you will agree to be the social media liaison to reporter for that working group, so to feed the content to Ariel, and then Ariel can then take that information and retweet. I'm thinking in terms of like meeting schedules. I think Ariel already would have that information in terms of this call is starting at what date and time and when. So, in a sense, perhaps, Ariel, but correct me if I'm wrong, Ariel, you have that information at hand already, and you won't need that type of information from the liaisons and reporters. It's really what happens in those working groups, deliverables, documents reviewing, what policy they're looking at, that type of thing. So, go ahead, Ariel.
Yes, this is Ariel for the record. Yes. Dave, the main idea is after Atlas 2, we don't want people to lose engagement with the at-large community. And one thing to continue their engagement is to encourage them to participate in the working groups. So so one thing as a social media working group we can do is to publicize what the working groups are doing and what are their updates are, so that creates an impression of a vibrant community. So if we can publicize that information on social media, some curious ALS members will want to know more about those working groups and possibly join later on. So now we achieve that goal. So what I need is for our current members, if you are participating in other working groups, for example, the working group on IANA is very active these days, and so if you are participating in the calls there, maybe you can tell me on Skype or email a brief idea of what's being discussed or a key document being discussed, and of course it's something that can be publicized. Then I can tweet out so that, you know, feed the community about what has been going on specifically in that working group. And then, for example, there is another working group. It's the crop. Working group will have a call on, I think it's on Wednesday.
Oh.
So if any of you is participating in that group, then you can give me some brief update of what's happening there so I can tweet it out. And another easy way to do it is if we already identified you as the reporter, and then you can tweet this directly at the same time, mention our handle at ICANN_@large, then I will get a notification that you mentioned our handle, so I will be able to see your tweet at the meantime, and I can just retweet it immediately. So that will be a good way to do it too. And I think right now what we need to figure out is first whether you guys are all happy with this initiative that we have a social media reporter for the working group. And second, if you're all happy with this initiative, then we need to assign particular person to particular working group. That's also based on what you already been engaging. So that's the idea.
Thanks, Ariel. This is Dave, and thanks for your excellent summary. Any thoughts or comments from the group? Okay, so I think I see a question from Yanis. Is it possible to encourage other working groups to appoint a liaison among the existing members to give some tweets updates? This is Dave. I think that would be a good idea, because especially if the members of this working group, there's a particular working group, be it an ad hoc or standing working group or subcommittee, that does not have a member that's aware of the social media working group or is a member of the social media working group, we should probably really contact that working group and, ask them to, if there's somebody who will be willing to act as Yanis puts it, as the liaison, as a social media liaison / reporter to give us those tweet updates. I think that would also be a good idea. So indeed. This is Dave. One comment or one observation. Ariel, how do you want to get this information to you? Is it that you want people to use Skype, or do you want persons to use Slack, like how we did it for the Atlas 2 event in London? What are your thoughts?
This is Ariel for the record. Thank you for asking this question. What I think the most efficient way is if the reporter already has a Twitter account, then she or he can tweet on his own or her own, and then at the same time use the handle at ICANN_@large in the tweet. So I constantly monitoring the mentioning of our handle, and I can get the update immediately. So if I, you know, happy with the content being tweeted, then I can simply retweet from that person. Or if I want to edit that content a little bit more, I can do retweet and edit as well. And I usually do this type of thing on a software called TweetDeck. This can be easily done. So in summary, I want the person just to tweet on his or her own, and I retweet from him or her.
Okay. All right, Ariel. I think, okay, that's good work. And I guess it underscores the need for having a consistent at-large hashtag then, because if everybody uses different hashtags, you would then miss it unless
you
actively...
Sorry, this is Ariel. It doesn't need to use the hashtag. Use the handle. @ICANN_@large. This is our handle.
Okay.
And now once you use that handle in the tweet, I get a notification that we are being mentioned. And now I won't miss it. And I will get a record of that too. So, yeah, sorry, it's also a confusion sometimes. Like, at ICANN underscore at large and hashtag ICANN underscore at large. They're different.
Okay. Thanks for clearing that up, because initially I thought you meant doing it by the hashtag and not by the mention. Sorry, Murray, you have your hand raised. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you, Dave. It's Murray McKercher for the record. So I just wanted to agree with Ariel. I think in the Twitter, in the world of Twitter, that personalized tweets are often more interesting or opinionated. I mean, I have a personal Twitter account, and I have a corporate Twitter account, and people tend to pay more attention to the personal one than the corporate one, because one is more commercial and one is more personal, and I think Twitter is a more personal media. So I certainly agree that if people want to engage with Twitter, that they are happily can do that under their own name if they're comfortable with that. Works for me. And then, as Ariel says, she can follow that along quite well. And using the handle, the at sign, as opposed to the hashtag sign for ICANN at large, makes a lot of sense. Thanks.
Great. Okay, I think that seems we have a way to go. Well, we have a good approach. So, let me. I think probably what we do need to do is to just make a table then for these working groups. And just see who will be willing to be the social media liaison / reporter for those working groups, and so that so it's formally noted, and that and we can also see which gaps, so that we can, of course, if there are gaps in we don't have a person involved in from the social media working group involved in a working group, we can ask that working group to appoint a liaison and work with us, because I guess we'll come across that challenge if that person we'll cross that bridge when we get to that. So is that okay? And Ariel, is that all right? So we'll just do a table on the wiki showing the breakdown of which person is assigned to which of the working groups to be the social media liaison/reporter.
This is Ariel for the record. Yes, I'm okay with creating a table, and I'm looking to everybody's information. I don't know whether it's all updated on the wiki, because sometimes if you're subscribed to a mailing list, the staff don't necessarily update your name on the roster on the working group's wiki page. So that's one challenge for me to find out who is, with what working group. So later I probably just will approach you individually and ask what working groups you are on and which one you would like to be the reporter. So that's one thing. And another thing is I'm wondering whether we can do a quick consensus call during the call just among, the participants right now, whether you like this idea to be the reporter or not. If you do, you can put a green check by your name.
Okay, I am well. Well, okay, this is Dave. I think that's an excellent idea. So does everybody agree with this? I'm seeing green checks from Anthony, Murray, Yanis, and okay, I'm seeing some person not giving. Leon says yes as well. I don't know if Pavan or Sean is away from the is not able to see the know how to do the consensus in the Adobe Connect. Oh, and I say Sean has unfortunately dropped and lost his audio. Pavan has said that he's okay with it. And to put the green check, Bukola, you on the don't know how to describe it. It's if you go to where the upper top bar of the Adobe Connect room, there is a box called you see a box where you're looking at a person raising a hand. If you click on that, you would see a list of menu options to change your status, and one of those is the green check.
Well, Carla, I can help you after the call. Yeah. If you have more questions.
I'm seeing the green tick, so I think that's sorted out. Okay, great. So note that as the action item. We'll put together the table and invite persons to post which ones they'll be willing to be the social media liaison. One thing I was thinking though is, in addition to the social media working groups, in addition to the at-large working groups, we probably do need to include the RALOs and what's happening within the RALO. Do you think we should just simply just contact the secretariats on those RALOs and ask them to be able to do the reports? Because the secretariats are supposed to be posting monthly updates. How should I put it? They are responsible for the information flow within the RALO, and they should be, he or she should be on top of what is happening within the RALO. So I think, you know, rather than asking for a particular liaison reporter there, and I know we are all members of a particular RALO, it should be the RALO secretariat that needs to get involved at that point. I see, yes, agreement from Murray, Yanis. Any objections to it? We're asking the RALO secretariats on that. Okay, well, for the RALOs, we'll contact the secretariats. All right, I'm seeing no objection here, so very well. Okay, and I'm seeing more pluses from Yanis, Pavan, and Olivier. Okay, we're just at the top of the hour, and so any other business? Floor is open for any other thoughts, comments, or questions, or observations. Okay. Well, I think. When should we have our next call? That's going to be would probably be my question. I would say from the week of. The first week of September, I will be unavailable. So, do you think that if you want to have the next social media call, we can have it on the second week, from the 8th of September? Would that be okay?
This is Anna for the record. Just a quick comment is. So if we do the next call after a few weeks, then during this few weeks, we have to do some work. So if we can get this table set up quickly and people are aware what they're going to do in terms of, you know those working group updates and RALO updates, then I think it's fine that we have the call in the week of September the 8th. But if
okay.
People are unclear about what they're going to do, maybe we need to have a call a little bit earlier so that give updates to the people who didn't participate in the current call. And then they will know
okay.
what to do with working group and RALOs.
Okay, well, actually, well, that's probably, that's good. Well, this is Dave. We can do something else then. If we wanted to do it looking at the calendar, September 2nd, on Tuesday, September 2nd. I will not be available, but somebody else can share that call. And, Yanis is pointing out that will be the IGF from September 2nd to the 5th. That would be a challenge. That would be a challenge. We could send a doodle. Let's do that then. Let's do a doodle for either the 2nd or the 8th and see what people say about that. Because I with the IGF happening, I imagine a lot of persons will be involved in that or monitoring that, and I think that will be a challenge to beat that. So...
This is Sarah for the record. I think it's IGF. IGF is during that week. No, we should do after the IGF. But for the people going to the IGF, please tweet and mention I can at large so I can retweet from you. Because I remember the IGF in Asia, I think in Singapore or Hong Kong, I couldn't remember, which happened recently, and I did it through some, I got some updates through other staff member, ICANN staff member participating in the IGF, and I also shouting the Skype group ask people to tweet, but I don't think I see that many tweets going on. So if any of you are going to the IGF in Istanbul, please tweet, and I will retweet from you. And take pictures. Yeah.
Okay. I see also, this is Dave, I see Maria has offered to assist in sharing the calls as a backup. And Maria, I think I would like that very much if the decision is to have it on the second. But I mean, I imagine it would be a challenge. So let me ask a question. The next call to be on, let's do the doodle poll and let's see what people say. We'll offer it on the 2nd and offer it on the 9th. If people say they're going to be following the IGF and or involved in the IGF and can't make it, then the 9th will be it, and that's that. Okay, so a doodle poll for the next social media call. The offered choice of September 2nd or September 9th. If September 2nd is chosen, then Marie could help share that September 2nd call, if that's the desire of the group, or if Anthony has something to show for that. Okay? And I think let's leave it at that. So, all right. Any other business? Comments, questions?
By the way, September 8th, I won't be available, though.
Oh, that is quite correct as well. Indeed. Oh dear. Well, that is indeed a challenge. This will be a challenge. Well, in that case, well, I think then that might influence to have it on the September the 2nd then.
Where we can have a little bit more options than these 2 days later that week. The week of September 8th, later that week will be okay, too.
Okay. Yep, we'll
do
the list.
Yeah, we'll just doodle, yeah.
Yep, okay. So, right, now let's nobody else has anything else. I think this call, thank you all so very much for this. Interesting discussions. Thanks, everyone. This call is now adjourned. Bye, all.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thanks, everybody. And Dave, I'm very, very disappointed that you wouldn't be able to share a call on that special day. It's just terrible. you could just excuse me while I just step out for a moment. I've got a one-hour social media call that I've got to deal with right now. So apologies for that.
I've been told that I have to be go to a place where there's no internet access.
Where is your dedication, honestly? Anyway, okay.
Indeed.
Thanks,
okay.
Everyone. Take care.
Thanks, everyone. Take care, all. Bye.
Take care.
Bye.
Once again, that does adjourn today's meeting. Thank you very much for joining. Please remember to disconnect all remaining lines.